There is a tactic that many parents use, particularly with the younger kids, because that's really who it works with. I call it the reverse psychology tactic. Let me paint the scenario. Got a little preschooler who doesn't want to do socially what you'd like him to do. Yeah, you want him to kiss grandpa goodbye. Or you want him to say thank you. Or you want them to, oh, let's say, put something back. And it becomes clear they're going to put up a little bit of a tussle about this. Could be a scene, you know. You don't want scenes, makes your parenting look bad. And then people think you don't listen to this program at all. How do you get little Lavina to kiss grandpa goodbye when she doesn't want to and grandpa would like her to kiss him goodbye? The reverse psychology tactic. No, grandpa doesn't want you to kiss him goodbye. Nope. Even if you wanted to kiss grandpa goodbye, he doesn't want you. You don't want her to kiss you goodbye, do you, grandpa? Nope. Okay, see, grandpa doesn't want to kiss. Okay, well, here, we'll kiss your brother. We'll kiss your brother instead. Grandpa, you want to kiss your brother, Oxford? Go ahead, you can kiss Oxford. No, Lavina, you don't get to kiss grandpa goodbye because he doesn't want you to kiss him goodbye. There are several problems with the reverse psychology tactic. One, it's not foolproof. Much of the time, it doesn't work. The kid looks at you as if to say, well, good. I didn't want to kiss him goodbye anyway, so I'm glad he doesn't want me to kiss him goodbye because then I don't have to. Can we go now? Two, even if you can fool a 2 or 3 year old, when they get to be 4, 5, and 6, this tactic fades. They're a little too slick for this. They're thinking, what are you trying to trick me into this? 2 minutes ago, you wanted me to kiss him. You nagged me to kiss him. You almost pushed my face into his cheek to kiss him. Now you change your mind? What's going on here? However, the biggest one, in my opinion, the biggest downfall of the reverse psychology tactic, you're teaching your child to disobey you. Oh, in the end, you may get what you ultimately wanted. Little Lavina will kiss Grandpa on the cheek, a begrudging kind of... Mwah. So you won in that sense. But you lost in a much bigger sense. You essentially taught little Lavina, don't listen to me, don't cooperate with me, don't do what I ask you to do. And then... she doesn't. And then she disobeys you to do what you originally wanted her to do, but she doesn't know you originally wanted her to do it because you changed your mind when you wanted her to do it because she didn't do what you wanted her to do when you wanted to do it. So to get what you really wanted, you did what you didn't want. You see? Got it? Don't use a reverse psychology tactic. If you would like her to kiss grandpa, okay, you make the request, set up the conditions. But if she doesn't, this is one of those things for me that I would probably not go to the mat on. That's just me. I probably would, when we get home, do something about her being rude. But other than that, I don't think I've ever used a reverse psychology tactic. There's just something within me that bristles at the idea of I'm going to trick my kid into disobeying me. And all the while chuckling on the way home. I outsmarted a 3-year-old. I got her to actually kiss grandpa. Nah, I don't get a whole lot of satisfaction out of outsmarting 3-year-olds. If I can outsmart a 5-year-old, now that's a little different. I do feel a little superior outsmarting a 5-year-old. And if I outsmart an 8-year-old, I'm a genius.